Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, the Bitcoin price target is now $29,000. Trader warns after Terra weathers a $285 million FUD attack. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as crypto analysts, Rec Capital shares here, Bitcoin has revisited the black monthly support of $35,000. Downside wicks below this level have occurred in the past. Most important will be the monthly close relative to this black level. 1 month close above the black equals bullish, and 1 month close below the black equals bearish. And as Credible Crypto shares here, lows at 34,400 almost taken, so eyes now on a flush into 29 to 32,000, along with filling that Finex's whales bid. Dude doesn't miss, still not expecting lows at $28,000 to be taken. And as Mikhail Vende Pop shares here, Bitcoin has only printed 6 weekly red candles in a row ever. That was May 2014, 8 years ago. Let's see how price is reacting here on Bitcoin as we're sweeping all those lows currently, little overextended to the downside. Aside from that, some FUD around Luna and UST happening, which is not fueling the markets. And speaking of Luna FUD, today's attack on Terra Luna UST was deliberate and coordinated. Massive $285 million UST dump on Curve and Binance by single player, followed by massive shorts on Luna and hundreds of Twitter posts. Pure staging. The project is bothering someone on the right path. That's right. Luna literally dropped over 20% in a day, as well dumps Terra, UST stablecoin, and this FUD coordinated attack. And as their co-founder Duquan shares here, so is this UST DPEG in the room with us right now? No, I prescribe 24 hours of pegging over the next 7 days. Also in today's show, veteran trader Tone Vase says Bitcoin looks terrible and unveils his price target and date for Bitcoin bottom. Quoting him right here, we need to get back into this triangle sometime this month. Otherwise, this is the future. This is the path for Bitcoin. Hopefully it happens, say next month, and maybe it'll end at around $23,000. Also in today's show, crypto billionaire Brock Pierce says Bitcoin will either crash to zero or explode to $1 million per coin. Quoting him here from a recent interview with Fox Business, Bitcoin could go to zero. It's a binary outcome. It's either going to go to $1 million of Bitcoin or zero. It's going to be one or the other, which is why you shouldn't put everything there. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Make some noise in the live chat. Now, Bitcoin prepared for a rare bear feature to return on May 8th after an overnight sell-off took the market ever closer to January lows. As you can see here in the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Market Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin dipping to 34,200 on Bitstamp, recovering to trade around 500 higher at the time of this recording. Now, the Bitcoin slash USD pair had seen brief support at around $36,000, but this gave way to a thin weekend liquidity added to the volatility. Bitcoin liquidations themselves were limited. However, as market sentiment had long expected, a deeper pullback after a tumultuous week on the stock markets. Data from on-chain monitoring resource CoinGlass counted 24-hour liquidations for both Bitcoin and Ethereum running at around $80 million, which you can see here in this crypto liquidations chart. Now, updating his short-term price outlook, popular Twitter commentator Credible Crypto envisioned a flush, taking Bitcoin to as low as $29,000, making a new 2022 low, as he shares here on crypto Twitter, lows at 34,400 almost taken. So eyes now on a flush into 29 to 32,000, along with filling the Finex's whales bids. Dude doesn't miss, still not expecting lows at $28,000 to be taken. And as crypto analyst Rack Capital shares here, Bitcoin has revisited the black monthly support of $35,000. Downside wicks below this level have occurred in the past. Most important will be the monthly close relative to this black level. 1 month close above the black equals bullish, and 1 month close below the black equals bearish. So $35,000 is that line in the sand. Now, the downside momentum into May 8th accompanied news of trouble at blockchain protocol Terra, the firm which pledged to buy unlimited amounts of Bitcoin to back its United States dollar stablecoin. Terra, UST, saw its first major test as a market participant, mass sold UST worth almost $300 million. And while disruption was minimal, UST briefly saw its dollar peg eroded by up to 0.8%. As shared here on crypto Twitter, today's attack on Terra Luna UST was deliberate and coordinated. Massive $285 million UST dump on Curve and Binance by a single player, followed by massive shorts on Luna and hundreds of Twitter posts, pure staging. The project is bothering someone on the right path. And as their co-founder Duquan responded, "So is this UST DPEG in the room with us right now? No, I prescribe 24 hours of pegging over the next 7 days." And he also shares, "Those of you waiting for the earth to become unstable, I'm afraid you'll be waiting until the age of men expires. Cities have returned to dust. Oceans have gone bone dry. The map of continents have been drawn anew, and dinosaurs once again roam the earth. Good luck." And as crypto analyst Mikhail Vandepop shares here, "Let's see how price is reacting here on Bitcoin as we are sweeping all those lows currently, little overextended to the downside. Aside from that, some FUD around Luna and UST happening, which is not fueling the markets." Now, meanwhile, while zooming out, the Bitcoin chart still looked decidedly unappetizing on the weekly timeframes. Bitcoin was near its completion of its sixth consecutive red weekly candle, something which had only occurred once before in its history, back in 2014. As crypto analyst Mikhail Vandepop points out here, Bitcoin has only printed six weekly red candles in a row ever. That was May 2014. 8 years ago. So there you have it. Do you feel Bitcoin will likely print another six weekly red candles in a row? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And before we dive deeper into Luna dropping 20% in a day, as well dumps Terra's UST stablecoin. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently correcting and in the red, with Bitcoin down over 4% for the day, maintaining just above $34,400. We have Ether down almost 6%, trading just above $2,500, while Luna is down a whopping 16%, trading just above $61, while Solana, Polkadot, Avalanche, Binance Coin, Cardano, and XRP all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Terra Luna has plunged significantly after witnessing a FUD attack on its native stablecoin, Terra USD. The Luna slash USD pair dropped 20% between May 7th and the 8th, hitting $61, its worst level in 3 months after a whale mass dumped $285 million worth of UST. And as a result of this sell-off, UST briefly lost its US dollar peg, falling to as low as 98 cents. Now, Luna serves as a collateral asset to maintain UST's dollar peg, according to Terra's elastic monetary policy. Therefore, when the value of UST is above a dollar, the Terra protocol incentivizes users to burn Luna and mint UST. And conversely, when UST's price drops below $1, the protocol rewards users for burning UST and minting Luna. Therefore, during UST supply reduction, Luna's valuation should decrease. Similarly, when UST supply expands, Luna's valuation increases. Now, the chart below shows an ongoing downtrend in the daily UST supply, coinciding with a relative increase in daily Luna supply. On May 8th, UST's market underwent contraction for the first time in 2 months, dropping by 28.1 million below zero. And simultaneously, Luna supply expanded by over 436.75 million above zero, which you can see here in this chart. Now, check this out. The excessive daily supply against what appears to be a lowering or stable market demand may have pushed Luna's price lower. So there you have it. So is there more pain ahead for Terra? Let's discuss it. Terra's ongoing price decline prompted Luna to retest a support confluence consisting of its 50-day exponential moving average, which is near $56, and a multi-month upward sloping trend line. Now, increasingly, the ascending trend line constitutes a rising wedge pattern in conjugation with another upward trending line above. Now, rising wedges are bearish reversal setups, so their occurrence on Terra's weekly chart suggests more downside is probable, which you can see see here in this chart. Now, as a rule of thumb for technical analysis, a rising wedge breakdown pushes the price lower by as much as the maximum distance between the structure's upper and lower trend line. Thus, if Luna breaks below its wedge from its current support confluence, accompanied by an increase in volumes, its price would risk falling to around $22.50, down over 60% from today's price. Now, conversely, a rebound from the support confluence would have Luna positioned for a run-up towards the wedge's upper trend line above $130, a new record high. So there you have it. Let me know if you are currently bullish on Luna / Terra / UST. And before I break down next story of the day, veteran trader Tone Vays says Bitcoin looks terrible and unveils his price target and date for Bitcoin bottom. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting back under $1.6 trillion with $100 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 41.6%, with the Ether dominance at 19.5%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Algorand leading the pack, up 3.6%, trading at 76 cents, followed by Axie Infinity, up 3.5%, trading above 30 bucks, followed by Curve DAO token, up above 3%, trading at $2.40. And now checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see a sea of red with just a handful in the green, including Algorand up 29%, Tron up 25%, and CRV up 18.2%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators, it's the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated an 18 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday a 23, last week a 22, and last month a 37 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Veteran trader Tone Vays, shout out to Tone, says he is waiting for the best opportunity to buy Bitcoin and make the flagship crypto's asset bearish price action. In a new video, he tells his 121,000 YouTube subs that Bitcoin will likely continue its downward trajectory and take out its psychological support at $30,000 unless bulls step up to the plate soon. Quoting him here, we need to get back into this triangle sometime this month. Otherwise, this is the future. This is the path for Bitcoin. Hopefully, it happens, say, next month, and maybe it'll end at around $23,000. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. Now, glancing at the weekly chart, Vays says that Bitcoin looks absolutely terrible as Bitcoin flashes multiple bearish signals. Quoting him here, we're in the process of forming a brand new weekly closing low, which is problematic. Potentially, this is going to be the second lowest closing low in about a year, in over a year, and that's not a good sign. That's not a bullish sign. When something is falling, I don't just jump into catching a falling knife. You need some kind of reason to do it, and feelings is not a reason. You either need technical analysis or some kind of fundamental change, or enough time has to go by. With a gloomy outlook for the king crypto, Vays says that it will likely take months before Bitcoin can carve out a bear market bottom. As he shares here, I will be a buyer of Bitcoin at the low at the end of the year. If Bitcoin continues to just struggle and go down and down and down and down, and here we are in November sitting at $25,000, I'm going to take that as the bear market has ended according to time. Time, not price. Time, because with enough time that goes by, you don't need to go as low, but with less time that goes by, you need to go lower to end that bear market. Either we need an imminent crash down into the $20,000 range, mid $20,000 range, where you're going to give it another 6 months of frustration, and then either way, the bear market ends. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst, and to watch this entire video with Tone Vays entitled Huge Market and Bitcoin Crash Following the Fed Rate Hike, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down final story of the day, crypto billionaire Brock Pierce says Bitcoin will either crash to zero or explode to $1 million per coin. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Crypto billionaire Brock Pierce says that Bitcoin will either fail spectacularly or become massively successful. Go figure. In a new Fox Business interview, Pierce, who is the chairman of the Bitcoin Foundation, says that investors should refrain from going all in on the leading crypto asset. As he shares here, Bitcoin could go to zero. It's a binary outcome. It's either going to go to $1 million, a Bitcoin, or zero. It's going to be one or the other, which is why you shouldn't put everything there. Now, according to Brock Pierce, the cryptocurrency landscape currently reminds him of the tech bubble over the past two decades when a culling of internet startups took place. As he shares here, this reminds me a lot of 1999, right? We are in that phase. And what came out of that? eBay and Amazon and all sorts of interesting businesses came out of the dot-com sort of 1.0 era, and a bunch of it went to zero. And I think that will probably be true of what we see here. That doesn't mean that the innovation isn't real, that it's not going to play an important role in our collective future. Now, in addition to Bitcoin, Brock Pierce unveils that he is heavily invested in one Ethereum competitor. As he shares here, I famously just made a nine-figure bet on EOS. I converted all of my Block One shares into that. That's public. And beyond that, I am very interested in what's happening within the NFT market. I was a part of the NFT.com purchase and launch, which happened last week. NFT.com is a community-driven NFT marketplace that allows users to create their own profile galleries. Now, EOS, which is a smart contract platform, a competitor of Ethereum for decentralized applications, is currently trading at just above $2 at the time of this recording. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto billionaire. The Bitcoin is either going to go to zero or $1 million per coin. You already know, fam, it's going to $1 million because it's definitely not going to zero. And to watch the entire video with Brock Pierce entitled Bitcoin Could Go to Zero, check the show notes below the video in the description. Now, for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show, Bitcoin price target is now $29,000. Trader warns after Terra weathers a $285 million FUD attack. And as I shared, Luna dropped literally 20% for the day as well dumps Terra, UST stablecoin. Also in today's show, we discuss veteran trader Tone Vase says Bitcoin looks terrible and unveils his price target and date for Bitcoin bottom, as well as crypto billionaire Brock Pierce says Bitcoin will either crash to zero or explode to $1 million per coin. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Digital Gravity wrote, the IMF has to be Bitcoin's best marketing department. Yes, indeed, fam. Yes, indeed. And our next featured comment comes from Creepy Kid, who wrote, IMF plus Argentinian government, match made in heaven. Both will be obliterated by Bitcoin. Facts, fam. Bitcoin. Let's freaking go. And our third and final featured comment comes from Michael Valkman, who wrote, JV, excellent show. As always, cheers, fam. Thanks so much for your continued support. I greatly appreciate it. HODL. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.